Another day, another plan to resolve the Greek debt crisis.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Steve Chiotakis. One of the big problems trying to fix the European debt crisis has been trying to come up with a solution that makes all 17 Eurozone countries happy. After weekend meetings of some of the world's finance ministers, there are reports, rumors, whispers of a solution. For more, we go to the BBC's Andrew Walker in London. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
So what do we know about this plan right now?
Well, we don't know anything for sure, but what we're hearing is suggestions that a deal is being put together which involves three key elements. One is a 50% default by Greece on its government debt, something that's been denied by the Greek government, but nonetheless, we are hearing that. Recapitalization of European banks, that's extra money to help them cope with any losses they may suffer, and using the European Central Bank to boost the effective firepower of the European Union's bailout fund, something called the European Financial Stability Facility, so that it has a total effective firepower of something like €2 trillion, something like $3 trillion.
Now, this has been dragging on for months, and we've heard a ton of ideas. Why does the market seem to be responding so positively to this one?
Well, the markets do seem to latch onto almost anything briefly and give it a bit of a welcome if it looks like it's moving in what they would regard as the right direction. But I think maybe there is a difference with this one, and that is we've had lots of little piecemeal things. This does look like at least it's intended to grapple with all the main fundamental aspects of the crisis.
The BBC's Andrew Walker, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Now, let's do the numbers. As we just heard, the rumblings of the new plan for Greece have created some optimism in Europe today. The markets ran with it. The DAX is up more than 3%. Asian markets didn't fare as well, finishing down. The Dow ended last week at 10,771. Boeing employees have got to be relieved today. After years of delays, the airline maker has delivered its first Dreamliner 787. By the way, some of the bathrooms in the new planes have windows, which is cool, I guess, as long as another jet isn't right outside.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or text. Learn more at allybank.com. By CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
A study out today from Pew Research Center finds people get their local news, well, from pretty much everywhere. And the findings may have big implications for advertisers. Marketplace's Elisa Roth explains.
Television is still the most popular source for local news. Three-quarters of Americans tune in at least once a week, mainly for the weather and breaking local news. Only about half turn to newspapers, which are still considered the top source for local government news. And almost that many are logging onto the internet to get things like restaurant recommendations.
So we know that fewer people are congregated around any one of these news outlets on a given day.
That's Tom Rosensteel, one of the study's authors. He says breaking down news by categories shows how fractured the local media landscape has become, which has implications for advertisers.
If you're an advertiser, you need to be in more places.
Newspapers are still widely read, but the survey also suggests they're not indispensable. 69% of respondents said if their local newspaper ceased to exist, it wouldn't have a major impact on their ability to get local news. Newspapers may be in better shape than radio, though. Just over half of respondents said they use radio for local news, mostly for traffic reports. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
One of the selling points for developing renewable energy is job creation. But those jobs have been slow to materialize, which hasn't stopped many struggling towns from paving the way for whatever green jobs they can get. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Tro reports.
Shoppers in the desert town of Lancaster, California, drive right past empty parking spaces near the front of a building. Here, a good spot means
shade.
What happens if you don't find a spot in the shade?
You're going to burn.
It's like walking into an inferno.
You know, it's brutally painful.
That last voice is Lancaster Mayor Rex Paris at City Hall. Even he had to park in the sun when he took office in 2008.
None of these were covered. You see, that's quite an expense.
Now a private company, Solar City, has paid for roofs on public parking. It puts solar panels on top and sells the power to the city. It's one of many partnerships that's made Lancaster's city buildings 90% solar powered.
And we've sealed the cost at 13 cents a kilowatt.
Cheaper than the local utility. But Lancaster's got issues beyond hot cars and power bills, like high unemployment, rampant foreclosures. The last time the town really shone was the 1950s.
The Air Force rocket plane X-15 chalks up another record at Edwards Air Force Base in California.
From then until the 80s, research around the airbase filled Lancaster with pilots and engineers. The mayor thinks solar startups can restore tech culture. He's offered tax breaks and fast-track permits.
If they come here, they can get on the grid faster, is really what it comes down to.
The city's cut paperwork for residential solar, too. That helped KB Home build its new all-solar subdivision, Arroyo. Vice President Tom DePrima says it's selling.
30 homes in about 3 months.
Families can get a solar system that covers almost all their energy.
The air's running, the lights are on in this house. But when you look at the meter, it's barely turning.
But UCLA economist Jerry Nicholsberg says right now, solar power jobs are mostly short-term in construction.
Renewable energy, once it's in place, typically does not take very many employees to keep it going.
For real growth, Lancaster needs whole companies and factories. A sunny reputation is just a start. I'm Eve Tro from Marketplace.
And finally, when Prince William drove away from Buckingham Palace on his wedding day, he borrowed his dad's Aston Martin. According to The Guardian, in the rush of the moment, William forgot a driving basic and left the handbrake on. Whoops! I guess the royals are just like us commoners. They may be crazy wealthy, but like us, they're imperfect drivers. I'm Adrienne Hill in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Dynamic pricing. The practice is expanding now more than ever, and it applies to everything from DVD players to airline tickets.
You can see drops of $100, $200 over the course of a couple of days.
I'm Bob Moon, so when's it best to buy? Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.